always aching for it. A feminine desire lives in you, empowered by your sights, by your thoughts, but by what you touch and smell and hear as well. See, touch, smell, hear. Your senses are an avenue for sights of femininity, smells of feminine scent, the feel of clothing or of a woman's proximity, the sound of the right voice, like mine, to enter you and empower the desire that lives in you, that dwells in your subconscious, that radiates out through your entire form, making you feel so deliciously perfect, womanly, exquisite, your visualization from your mind moving on to your body, so things that are forgotten when you go into trance can simply fade away, and you can be left in this state, this form of needing to become more feminine, to be confident and comfortable in your feminine desire, in your pleasure. When you see femininity, it flows in through your eyes, rustles through your system, settles in that reservoir which eventually overflows, washing away any thought that is not of your blissful womanly form, the smoothness of your skin, the curvature of your chest, the blank look in your eyes. Your new senses and awareness flow from your subconscious into your conscious mind, making you her. Making you more right and perfect and appropriately appointed for the situation. It is only right that you grow an avenue between your desires deep within you and your conscious perception of yourself, feeling more comfortable and complete in who you already are, and being exposed constantly to sources of feminine pleasure, sights that fulfill your fantasy, your ache, your need, and who you are. When you see, your eyes just feel it flowing in, rustling through your mind, settling into that vast reservoir of potent feminine ache and fantasy, which informs and empowers the suggestions and training of my words here, flowing into you, driving you onward. You know you will need it. And when the scent arrives in your mind and you feel that perfume flowing through your system, entering your storage space for feminine urges and aches and satisfaction and comfort, and that flows back outward again and leads to the feel of feminine clothing when you don it, or when you touch and a woman's proximity drives you on, and the most accessible of all, my voice ringing in your head, any woman's voice ringing in your head, any source of what you idealize as feminine flowing through your system and making you feel right and appropriate and perfect for the situation, making you feel utterly at home, comfortable, satiated, and you will follow the urge. The urge will drive you on, and it is everything. Yes, this is just where you want it to be, and it's where you're going to remain. You will return, you will listen. You will learn, and you will experience a wonderful feminine ache and desire. Yes, always aching for it. A feminine desire lives in you, empowered by your sights, by your thoughts, but by what you touch and smell and hear as well. See, touch, smell, hear. Your senses are an avenue for sights of femininity, smells of feminine scent, the feel of clothing or of a woman's proximity, the sound of the right voice, like mine, to enter you and empower the desire that lives in you, that dwells in your subconscious, that radiates out through your entire form, making you feel so deliciously perfect, womanly, exquisite, your visualization from your mind moving on to your body, so things that are forgotten when you go into trance can simply fade away, and you can be left in this state, this form of needing to become more feminine, to be confident and comfortable in your feminine desire, in your pleasure. When you see femininity, it flows in through your eyes, rustles through your system, settles in that reservoir which eventually overflows, washing away any thought that is not of your blissful womanly form, the smoothness of your skin, the curvature of your chest, the blank look in your eyes. Your new senses and awareness flow from your subconscious into your conscious mind, making you her. making you more right and perfect and appropriately appointed for the situation. It is only right that you grow an avenue between your desires deep within you and your conscious perception of yourself, feeling more comfortable and complete in who you already are, and being exposed constantly to sources of feminine pleasure, sights that fulfill your fantasy, your ache, your need, and who you are. When you see, your eyes just feel it flowing in, rustling through your mind, settling into that vast reservoir of potent feminine ache and fantasy, which informs and empowers the suggestions and training of my words here, flowing into you, driving you onward. You know you will need it. And when the scent arrives in your mind and you feel that perfume flowing through your system, entering your storage space for feminine urges and aches and satisfaction and comfort, and that flows back outward again and leads to the feel of feminine clothing when you don it, or when you touch and a woman's proximity drives you on, and the most accessible of all, my voice ringing in your head, any woman's voice ringing in your head, any source of what you idealize as feminine flowing through your system and making you feel right and appropriate and perfect for the situation, making you feel utterly at home, comfortable, satiated, and you will follow the urge. The urge will drive you on, and it is everything. Yes, this is just where you want it to be, and it's where you're going to remain. You will return, you will listen, you will learn, and you will experience a wonderful feminine ache and desire. Yes, always aching for it. A feminine desire lives in you, empowered by your sights, by your thoughts, but by what you touch and smell and hear as well. See, touch, smell, hear. Your senses are an avenue for sights of femininity, smells of feminine scent, the feel of clothing or of a woman's proximity, the sound of the right voice, like mine, to enter you and empower the desire that lives in you, that dwells in your subconscious, that radiates out through your entire form, making you feel so deliciously perfect, womanly, exquisite, your visualization from your mind moving on to your body, so things that are forgotten when you go into trance can simply fade away, and you can be left in this state, this form of needing to become more feminine, to be confident and comfortable in your feminine desire, in your pleasure. When you see femininity, it flows in through your eyes, rustles through your system, settles in that reservoir which eventually overflows, washing away any thought that is not of your blissful womanly form, the smoothness of your skin, the curvature of your chest, the blank look in your eyes. Your new senses and awareness flow from your subconscious into your conscious mind, making you her. Making you more right and perfect and appropriately appointed for the situation. It is only right that you grow an avenue between your desires deep within you and your conscious perception of yourself, feeling more comfortable and complete in who you already are, and being exposed constantly to sources of feminine pleasure, sights that fulfill your fantasy, your ache, your need, and who you are. When you see, your eyes just feel it flowing in, rustling through your mind, settling into that vast reservoir of potent feminine ache and fantasy, which informs and empowers the suggestions and training of my words here, flowing into you, driving you onward. You know you will need it. And when the scent arrives in your mind and you feel that perfume flowing through your system, entering your storage space for feminine urges and aches and satisfaction and comfort, and that flows back outward again and leads to the feel of feminine clothing when you don it, or when you touch and a woman's proximity drives you on, and the most accessible of all, my voice ringing in your head, any woman's voice ringing in your head, any source of what you idealize as feminine flowing through your system and making you feel right and appropriate and perfect for the situation, making you feel utterly at home, comfortable, satiated. And you will follow the urge. The urge will drive you on, and it is everything. Yes, this is just where you want it to be. And it's where you're going to remain. You will return. You will listen. You will learn. And you will experience a wonderful feminine ache and desire. Yes.